This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications. Not everyone wants to vote either Democrat or Republican. Some are independent, declined to state, or a minor party that doesn't have a primary election. In other cases, the issue is there is only a single party's candidate running for an office, so if one doesn't vote in the primary, don't have a say in who gets elected. That's becoming more of an issue as the number of unaligned voters increases. More after this from the New Mexico Municipal League.
Hi, I'm Bill Fulginetti, Executive Director of the New Mexico Municipal League. There are 106 incorporated municipalities in New Mexico, and each has its own distinct characteristics, history, and personality. But they all share one thing in common. They are the government of and by the people. The New Mexico Municipal League strives to aid each municipal government to be the best they can be. A better New Mexico through better cities.
There was a lawsuit a couple of years ago to test whether closed primaries were constitutional or whether, when there was just a Democratic or Republican candidate for an office, the rest of the voters were disenfranchised. It failed. More and more, however, think so. So there have been bills in the legislature to stop that and open the primaries to all voters, regardless of the primary. They failed. The individual parties scotched them in the early stages, obviously wanting to protect their own turf. Then there's the problem of why other party candidates don't run in opposition in those cases where there's only a Democratic or Republican candidate and there will be no race in November. This year, 30 House seats are unopposed, 30 out of 70. There is hope, however, for those who don't like the current system. A group called United New Mexico held a press conference last week at the Roundhouse in Santa Fe and said they were an advocacy group for the independent candidates who wanted to run in races where there were only major party candidates currently. More after this. For example, Tweety Blanchett, a former state representative and an independent, is planning to run for House District 40. The candidates in it now are all Democrats, Barney Trujillo, Paula Garcia, and Joseph Sanchez. With that mix, one of the three Dems will take the seat, unless Blanchett can pull off enough unaligned votes. In House District 50, south of Santa Fe in the Lamy area, Jared Applewhite, a former member of the State Education Commission, is running as an independent, where he would face Democrat Matthew McQueen of Galisteo in November. Without Applewhite, McQueen has no opposition to re-election. Co-founder of Unite New Mexico, Bob Pearls, who himself is a former legislator, said that, quote, "We've got two major parties dividing us rather than uniting us," end quote. The idea of Unite New Mexico is to provide support to those independent candidates who want to challenge in cases where there is no November opposition. There's no other group to provide help to those candidates. Final words after this from Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe.
Hey, New Mexico. For years, Santa Fe's Gallery Ethnica has been supplying museums and fine galleries all over the globe with folk art, furniture, and collectibles from nearly 50 countries. Our new 3,000-square-foot outlet store in Santa Fe has products and art from exotic locales. Gallery Ethnica, 1301 Cerrillos Road at the corner of Baca.
The independent candidates don't have to provide petition signatures until late June, so there's still time for other independents to get into the ring. We fully believe that every voter should be able to participate in electing their representatives without having to compromise belonging to a party of choice. This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications. Stay connected.